Hi, and welcome to another session of Afro Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Manik, and I love God, my life, and the music. What do you love? Yeah, there are so many people, especially legend, that I would love to bring on the show. One of them is Dick Gregory. He's someone that is highly respected and misunderstood by so many people. Dick Gregory was a very popular comedian in the early 1960s. He paved the way for other African-American comedians, from Bill Cosby to Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. And he died at the age of 84 in Washington, D.C. Dick Gregory is someone who inspires me a lot. Dick Gregory was an activist. And that is what is going to lead us to what we're going to talk about today. Activism, especially in Afrobeats music. That is not actually what we'll talk about today. We're going to talk about Afrobeats versus Afrobeats. That is Afrobeats without an S versus Afrobeats with the S. These are two distinct kind of music, and I'm going to be telling you what the differences are. We cannot finish this topic today in under one session, so we're going to extend it. This is going to be the part one, and then we'll have a part two. Another person I would also like to have here is Fela Nicola Kwakuti, but unfortunately he's late. I know that if Fela and Nicola Kwakuti, if we're still alive, he'd be on the show. Fela and Nicola Kwakuti is a pioneer of Afrobeats, not Afrobeats. No, Afrobeats and Afrobeats are very distinct. You understand? They are not the same. Music is a universal language, but not all kind of music sound the same. The Afrobeat genre and the modern Afrobeats are two different kinds of music. I'll be listing few differences between the Afrobeats and Afrobeats today. It's nothing to really worry about. And after this rough explanation, I'm going to give you a real dive in into Afrobeats from the Masterclass website. Masterclass website explained further, and I'll be explaining from the Masterclass website and the Masterclass page. Afrobeat is a sound originating in West Africa. Afrobeat with an S is a 21st century sound. You know, it has been influenced by other genres, the combination of other genres such as hip hop, house, juju, dombolo, R&B, and soca. Like I said earlier, Afrobeat was developed by Fela Kuti in the late 1960s with his drummer Tony Allen. We all know Tony Allen. Tony Allen passed away in the year 2020. He was Fela's drummer. Both Fela and Tony Allen sat together to make what we now call Afrobeats. So, while it was developed by Fela Kuti, it was also influenced by High Life, which began in Ghana in the early 1920s. Yep. A lot of argument has been going on between Nigerians and Ghanaians. Exactly. Nigeria and Ghana are two African countries. They're just like brothers and sisters. They're always arguing about everything, always doing competition over anything, including food. You've heard about the strife between Nigerian jollof and Ghanaian jollof. Ghanaian musicians incorporated foreign influences like the foxtrot and calypso with Ghanaian rhythms such as Usibisaba, which is also called Fonte. Bands such as Jazz Kings, Cape Coast, Sugar Babies, and Accra Orchestra were the bands playing High Life along the country's coast. These were bands in Ghana. These were Ghanaian bands. And these bands played for the aristocrats, that is the aristocratic population in West Africa then. These were the bands that they listened to. And fortunately for us that are musicians today, who are benefiting from the work that Fela Kuti laid down, fortunately for us, Fela Kuti and Tony Allen played and listened to these bands when they were young. I wonder what would have happened if Fela Kuti and Tony Allen hadn't, listened to their own passion and listened to their own inner voices, exactly. I know a lot of people who are making music today, but no one's in support of the music and nobody wants to see them play music. I was a drummer, just like Tony Allen. I'm still a drummer. I ain't gonna lie, I haven't touched a drum in like 5 years now. Drumsticks, I haven't even seen a drumstick for like 5 years. Except the one I'm seeing on my phone right now, which is the thumbnail from a masterclass website. Other than that, I've not seen a drumstick for like 5 years. But that aside, I'm just wondering what would have happened if these our fathers, late Fela Kuti and Nicola Akmo, and late Tony Allen, hadn't stuck to their dreams and made music. Do you know that Tony Allen made 30 albums with Fela? He went to make 30 studio albums. And then he also made solo albums. This guy, I do not understand. I will mention three notable Afrobeat artists right now. Yeah, here are a few notable artists whose contribution to the genre have helped define it. Exactly. Number one, Fela Kuti. Fela Kuti is the primary architect of Afrobeats. Fela Kuti and his band, Africa 70, they defined the sprawling scope and relentlessly funky sound of the genre from the early 1960s until the death in 1997. His life and music were the basis for the Tony-winning musical Fela. Exactly. Another person is Femi Kuti. Femi Kuti is the son of Fela Kuti. Exactly. If you go on YouTube, you will see a lot of videos that's got Fela Kuti in it. And Fela Kuti was always talking about Femi Kuti. And Femi Kuti is someone who has been with his father from the onset. Even while the tribulations and trials were ongoing, he was with his family and nothing stopped him from making music. And that was how he carried the legend on, and that was how he carried the mantle, and he's still a pioneer of Afrobeats, not Afrobeats, the 21st century sound, Afrobeat, the original sound. Like his father, Femi Kuti mixed the hard swing of Afrobeat with political activism for his own celebrated and Grammy-nominated career. Femi Kuti began with Egypt 80 before launching his own group that's called Positive Force. Don't know if you've heard of Positive Force, but I'm sure many 21st century kids would not even know Positive Force. But Positive Force is Femi Kuti's own band after Egypt 80. In 1988, he remained active as a recording and touring artist. Femi Kuti has collaborated with numerous Western musicians, including Common, Naroja, and D'Angelo. Then the third person on my notable Afrobeat artist list is Tony Allen. I only have three. Good things come in threes. Tony Allen. Tony Allen was a drummer. He recorded more than 30 albums with Fela Kuti, and he helped define the hard-driving rhythm of Afrobeats. Tony Allen recorded numerous solo albums and still laid down the beat for The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. That was a supergroup that featured Damon Albarn, The Clash's Paul Simon, and Simon Tong before his death in 2020. So what are the differences between Afrobeat and Afrobeat? Afrobeat and Afrobeats. You know, one is Afrobeat without the S, and the other is Afrobeats with the S. These are predominantly distinct in sound and genre. You feel me? Afrobeat is a mix of African music and American soul and jazz. That is the ancestor. On the other hand, Afrobeats with an S, which is also known as Afropop sometimes, is a loose affiliation of popular music that draws on African and Western music, including juju, dancehall, soca, ninja beats, house, and hip life. Afrobeat artists like Wizkid, Mr. Easy, Burnaboy, Davido, etc. They are all featured on numerous popular playlists on music streaming platforms. They have influenced or collaborated with Western pop music artists like Beyoncé, Drake, and Chris Brown. These are the Afrobeats artists. The Afrobeat with an S. These are their artists. These are the 21st century Afrobeat. This is the modern Afrobeat. My own bone of contention with this modern Afrobeat is that it doesn't have lyrics of activism, unlike its ancestors, which was all about freedom. Well, what are we gonna do? Nothing. We have three common Afrobeat characteristics. We have Afrobeat always have large bands, unlike the Afrobeats. Afrobeat has large bands. The Afrobeat recording of Fela Kuti and Sons, which is Femi and Sheun, typically feature a large orchestra style band, not unlike James Brown, JB's, or Parliament Funkadelic. The brass and rhythm section can be sizable. See, female. Africa 70 often featured two musicians on bass and two baritone saxophones, while two guitars handled the melody. Another common characteristic is the political lyrics. Commentary on African and world politics is a staple of Afrobeat, especially in the music of Fela Kuti and Nigerian musician Lagbaja. Afrobeat music sought to inspire listeners to activism by pointing out societal and governmental issues. Then under third characteristic, we have language and structure. Afrobeat songs are typically sung in West African languages. Although Kuti sang in English and Yoruba, many Afrobeat songs have time structure and length more common to jazz or fusion than pop or rock. Kuti often filled an entire album side with a single song. Yeah, exactly. You know, Afrobeat began in the early 20th century, and this was a time when musicians from Ghana combined West African regional music and Western jazz calypso. The resulting new sound became known as somewhat high life. And then high life continued to fold additional Western influences into its heady mix over the next few decades. Then came Fela Kuti and African 70 to carve out the sound. Fela and Nicola Kuti began his career playing in an array of African highlife and jazz bands. He absorbed the sound of soul, jazz, soca, and rhythm and blues during these various tours of America and the United Kingdom. Then he unleashed this formidable creation in his band, Nigeria 70, which was later called Africa 70. Then he debuted his unique new musical style in the early 1970s. When Fela released his debut album, which is Zombie, Kuti and Africa 70 established the core sound of Afrobeat, which freely mixed jazz and highlife with the epic funk of James Brown, reggae and Caribbean rhythm, and psychedelic rock. Kuti also sang over tracks in English and Yoruba, leading the band on saxophone, keyboards and other instruments. He also lent Afrobeat a political side by criticizing the human rights records of Nigeria and the United States on records, and in his marathon live performances. Then he continued under Egypt 80. Kuti remained a major artist in Africa and abroad until his death in 1997, until his son Sheun renamed the band Egypt 80 and continued to record and perform. As did Sheun's brother, which was Femi, who enjoyed a degree of popularity similar to that of his father, Jagun, until Afrofunk was born. The most successful figure from Kuti's orbit was undoubtedly drummer Tony Allen. Tony Allen expanded on the Afrobeat sound by mixing in elements of hip-hop, dub, and electronica to form a new subgenre called Afrofunk. Allen enjoyed even wider exposure than his former band leader through collaborations with Air, Zap Mama, and Damon Albarn of Blur, amongst others. Then the crossover influence came. The work of Fela Kuti and Allen was the bedrock of Afrobeat, but jazz musicians like Roy Ayers also recorded Afrobeat-inspired music in the 1970s. Ayers toured Nigeria with the older Kuti in the late 70s. Contemporary artists like Antibalas and Zongo Junction, and so many people don't even know these artists, they both hailed from Brooklyn, New York. They have carved careers out of the Afrobeat sound. Mainstream rock and soul bands like TV on the Radio and the Budos bands have also recorded songs with an Afrobeat flavor. Fela Kuti's music lit the fuse for Afrobeat, and the torch was carried forward by a mix of African artists like Kuti's former drummer Tony Allen in the West, performers Brian Eno and David Bryan from The Talking Drew on Afrobeat for their groundbreaking album Remaining Light. Some listeners can still hear Kuti's influence in the music of his sons Femi Kuti and Sheun Kuti, and modern Western bands like the Grammy-winning Antibalas. Afrobeat music is frequently labeled as Afrobeats, an umbrella term for a far-ranging music scene from West Africa and the United Kingdom, and it incorporates many popular music styles. The two sounds, they share common heritage. At the end of the day, there is no much difference, except that one is old and one is what? New. That's all time would permit us to take today. I want to thank you all for staying with me to the end. I want you to like our content, subscribe, and join us next week for another educational session. And until then, it's goodbye from me.